Welcome to Supreme Master Television.
We are from Vancouver, BC, Canada, and we're delighted to have you with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Today, we have a wonderful, wholesome vegan meal for you. It is kombucha squash soup. We will also make some cornmeal biscuits to go with it. So shall we get started?
Yes, let's go.
Let's introduce the ingredients for the soup now.
All right. We have 1 tablespoon oregano, 1 tablespoon basil, 1 teaspoon each salt, pepper, 1 teaspoon caraway seeds, 3 bay leaves, 1 cup green lentils, 1 quarter ground cabbage.
And we have 1 small kombucha squash all chopped up in bite-sized pieces. 2 stalks of celery and 2 medium-sized carrots chopped up in bite-sized pieces and 1 medium potato cut up in little pieces, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 clove garlic, and 3 slices of ginger. And here's 1 small onion sliced. Last of all, some cayenne pepper. It's optional. In this nice pot here, we have 2 quarts of boiling water. And the ingredients that takes the longest time to cook will be the first to go into the pot, which is the green lentils. Okay. Now, when you want to cook lentils, take out whatever you need from the package and spread them out on a flat surface to check for debris and little stones. Once that is done, then you put them in a strainer and rinse them thoroughly in water. These lentils have been thoroughly washed and checked.
In India, they have about 50 varieties of lentils, but here in North America, there's about 3 or 4. They have the green ones, like we just used. They have the reddish brown ones, like these. And they have also a yellowish color. Lentils actually are so inexpensive, and they're an excellent source of protein. Also, in 1 cup of lentils, there's 37% of your daily requirement of iron, plus and lentils also have calcium and vitamin C in them.
Wow, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. And I also know that lentils are legumes, so there's no need to pre-soak them when you cook them. So that's a very good thing and saves a lot of time.
Mm. While the lentils are cooking over here, we're going to add the caraway seeds and the bay leaves.
Wow, the lentils are doing very nicely.
Yes, and they're beginning to smell good too.
Mm, that's right. So while the lentils are cooking, maybe we ought to make the cornmeal biscuits now.
Okay, good idea. Okay.
Here are the ingredients for the cornmeal biscuits. We have 1/2 cup of cornmeal. Two cups of spelt flour. One teaspoon of sea salt. And 1 cup of soy milk. One third cup of olive oil. And the last of all is the 1 tablespoon of baking powder. For some of you who likes whole wheat flour, that is fine. But if you are sensitive to wheat, you could use spelt, or you could use buckwheat, or you could use flour made with brown rice.
Do you think we need a little more soy milk, or is it okay?
I think we need a little bit more soy milk.
Okay.
How is that?
I think that's better.
Yeah, yeah. Now, spelt flour is very nutritious. It has a nutty flavor, and it's easy to digest.
And people who are allergic to wheat can usually have spelt flour.
Yeah. The soy milk, you can also use rice milk or
You're going to grease the pan?
Yeah, I'm going to grease the pan now. So that the biscuits will not stick to the bottom of the pan.
Okay, I think the batter is done.
Yeah, I think so. The dough is just right. A little bit wet, and then
good.
Yeah.
And sticky?
Sticky.
Yeah.
Going to cook nicely in the oven. We have the temperature set at 425 degrees.
Fahrenheit.
Put them in the oven to bake for about 15 to 20 minutes until golden brown.
So while the biscuits are baking, let's go and water the organic garden.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Great. We'll be back in a few moments.
Welcome back. Now, while the biscuits is cooking nicely in the oven, and the soup is cooking nicely on the stove, we're going to saute some onions and ginger and garlic. We need a little bit of olive oil. And ginger and garlic. The onion comes in. When the onion is just starting to turn a little bit light brown, then that's good enough to turn the heat off. This will add to the soup and gives it more flavor.
We've just added the sauteed ginger and garlic and onion in the soup. So now we're ready to put in the rest of the herbs and vegetables. So here we have basil, yeah, and then oregano, the kombucha squash.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Look at the orange color. Wow. And the carrots, celery. They all cook just about the same amount of time. And we have the potatoes. Okay. Oh, great. This looks great. We're going to add the brown cabbage last. They just need a couple minutes to cook so it retains its sweet flavor and crunchiness.
Okay,
we're going to put in the cabbage now, since the soup is just about done.
It's a beautiful soup.
Let's see if the soup is ready. It smells really good. From the looks of it, I can tell that it is ready. Let's turn the heat off. We'll add the salt and pepper. A little bit of cayenne pepper to give you that last bit of zest. And a little bit of olive oil. That's it. It's all done.
Oh, looks so beautiful.
Would you like to have some?
I'd love.
Okay.
So colorful. It smells so beautiful.
Yeah. How about the biscuits?
Yes.
All right. Let's get our biscuits.
Oh, they're done.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, would you do me the honor of taking some?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
wow,
so
this
lovely.
Is so wonderful.
Oh, they're beautiful. So now, should I try the soup?
Yeah,
oh,
please.
I've been waiting. Oh, it's so delicious.
Oh, good.
Wow. I'm so happy you made this soup.
Mm.
Now I'm going to try the biscuits.
All right. The biscuits go well with the soup. Really good.
Mmm. So delicious.
Mmm. Is it crunchy outside
mm-hmm.
and soft inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice with the soup too.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad. So here you have it. Thank you so much for joining in on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. May your days be filled with beauty, love, and blessings.
Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.